Hello, it's me. I thought about us for a long, long time. Yes, I have not done a questionnaire in a long, long time. And all I ever seem to be rambling about is just a bunch of sodas and all that. But you don't want to hear that. Do you? No. Instead, I have chosen this really fun questionnaire by Chai Little Wolf? She Little Wolf? Pronunciation, I don't know. But is this questionnaire by Wolfie? And I'm going to just sit back, drink my Diet Pepsi, and just chat with you a little bit about scripts, I guess. I think that's one of my favorite subjects to talk about. Yeah. Other than food and drinks and types of moans and stuff like that. But yeah, you know. And music. Don't forget music. Oh, gosh. Who can ever forget about music? Anyway. Okay. So, number one. What was your first script you ever posted? Oh, gosh. First script I've ever posted ever was back when I was Tiger Lily Cat 94. And I think it was Distant Lover. The name of the script was Distant Lover, and it was posted around, like, wanting to say, like, 9 years ago, back when I first started recording under that moniker before I became Tarkus Trooper and before I became Aqua Tarkana. So Distant Lover. It was a M for F script about this guy, I think, leaving a message for his girlfriend, and it was very salacious. I'm gonna try and find the link to it, but there's no guarantee that Pastebin nixed it, because it was pretty raunchy, not gonna lie. This was before, I think this was right around I was still in my vanilla stage. I was 19 when I wrote it. Two, is there an unfilled script you are secretly pining to be filled? Oh, God, I'm gonna have to go through my script bin again. Because I've got, like, bunches of scripts that, yeah, they have been done, but I just have to look for one that I know hasn't been filled yet. So, we're gonna check on that. Oh! I know what to, it was part of a script series I did. It was part of a script series I written. It was called Twisted Little Puppy. One Twisted Little Puppy. It's about the whole series is about making fun of a female listener who has a certain moaning fetish. If you can see me right now, I'm pointing to myself. Because I like when guys moan like girls. Why is this a big surprise? I have no idea. Alright. And that last one, I think that was the very last part of the series, was it was I'm messing up my own title. One Twisted Little Puppy Acceptance. And nobody has ever done it yet. They've done, like, the first three scripts out of them, but just the last one, it has not been touched yet. Oh, and Yeah, but especially that one. Especially that one. So, number three, how many works in progress do you currently have? Ooh. All right, this is gonna take a lot of me looking through some of these. I have to look through my documents. I don't want to. Gun to my head, I would say, two, three works in progress, probably. Three. Three. One is a male for female script with has Fuda in it. The second one is the second part. You know how I love to write sequels. Second part to the Never Gonna Get It script. And the third one, I think, was about a cat boy recording his first audio for the first time, I guess. That's all I'm gonna say about it. And I need to get to work on those. But I never got around to them because, hey, COVID fucked all those up, and then having the work and all that kind of stuff. But I'm slowly trying to get back into it. So that's one thing. Number four. Do you have a script archive? I do. I really do. Well, not so much a script archive. I have a collection, yeah. Yeah. And it's all in my script bin thing. Five. Do you tend to write safe for work, not safe for work, or both? I mostly write not safe for work, but every now and again I like to write some funny, not safe for work pieces, but I've never really found like the right space to post those, so I sort of keep those safe for work scripts to myself because you know what would be really nice if there was like a counterpart, if we could just like post a bunch of comedic audios, not so much the pillow talk stuff. No, it's just like funny scenarios and improvisations, you know, like a whose line is it anyway kind of thing. Like a gone funny audio. I wish somebody could make a like a counterpart to Gone Wild audio called Gone Humorous audio, Gone Funny. Like, that would be so good. Everybody making their own funny material and all that kind of stuff, that would be really nice. And so that way I could write some stuff that seems a little bit funny and stupid to me, so I like writing stuff like that, just really random. Oh my god, I'm so random. Okay, no, just kidding, kidding, kidding. But yeah, I mostly write not safe for work, for the most part. Number six, is there a genre or tag you want to write but haven't yet? Anything dealing with water sports? I haven't really touched on that very much. Now, I know I recorded an audio that had that, but never really touched on the aspect of writing with such a tag as water sports. But I want to one day. Now, I was wanting to see if I could do like a male for male kind of script, like a write a male for male version of the female for female audio I did with Jailhouse Fuck. Now that has water sports in it. That's the only known audio I've ever did anything like that. But yeah, water sports. I mean, it's not something I'm too wild about, but I am pretty curious about it. So yeah. Do you like it when VAs tag their fields to your script post? Oh yeah, definitely, 'cause that way it lets me know that they have done it and I don't have to go through go through pages and pages to figure out who did my script. Like, oh, guess who did your script? I'm like, who? Well, you're gonna have to look. I'm sorry. No, I like when they do that. I like it when they do that. Do you like it when listeners tag VAs? They want to sell. Well, blah blah blah. Do you like it when listeners tag VAs they want to see fill your scripts? Well, sometimes. But not all the time when it becomes a habit. Like, oh, so and so would do a fabulous job doing your script. I'm like, oh, yeah, that'd be true. But I don't like the fact that these people would drop their names so it'll pressure them into doing the script. No, I want people, any kind of people, to do my scripts. I don't care who it is or none of that. I just, if anybody enjoys my script and wants to do it, hell, I'll let them. Because I want to hear every single fill. Because I'm a greedy whore. I'm a greedy, I'm a, I'm, I'm. I am a greedy script whore. Wait, hold on. Oh, greedy script fill whore. Because anybody who does my script, I am more than grateful for them doing it. So, any kind of fill, any kind of rendition of my script, feel free to tag them my way. I mean, tag your fill my way. Like I said, I love getting notifications of people doing my scripts. So yeah, but yeah, just don't pressure other people to do a script that they might not feel comfortable doing, because my scripts, they're just sort of like, it kind of gets a little bit ad nauseum. 'Cause going through all my scripts, you see a bunch of daddies and everything like that, and most people aren't comfortable with that, so I respect their decision. So, yeah, probably not do that. But sometimes it would be, yeah. What are your rules about using your scripts for paywall content? Well, there are some times when I let someone do my script, and I'll be like, just do whatever, you know? That's my stance on it. But there are some times where I'll just be like, yeah, just, I'm just whatever with it. My scripts, I don't want to say they're like free, they're public domain, but yeah. If people like it, they like it. They want to pay for it. Cool. But every so often, again, I do get paid for. Yeah. So yeah. What about doing gender flipping of your scripts? Oh, I support it all the way. If somebody wants to do a flip of my script, I'll let them, you know? How about making any other changes to your scripts? Oh, yeah. Yeah, because like I said, it does get pretty ad nauseum seeing daddy appear in most of my scripts, so I let anybody just substitute daddy with master or sir or baby, and that doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me at all. And yeah. Do you allow your scripts to be filled on platforms outside of Reddit? Oh, that's a That's a pretty tough question. Well, I don't mind if it gets hosted on Pornhub. Or Literotica. I have never had anybody film my script on Literotica before. No, yeah. I don't think I've had anybody from Literotica. Literotica is becoming a tongue twister. Literotica, Literotica, Literotica. Okay, Literotica. I have never had anybody from there ask me if they could do one of my scripts. Never. So, I mean, Reddit. I mean, besides Reddit, Pornhub is okay, but if you're doing it for YouTube, ooh. Ooh, big oof. Be careful, they will ban that kind of stuff. That's common sense. Now, 13, if you put sound effects suggestions in your scripts, is there any expectation for them to be added to the audio, or are they there just to help create the scene of those who simply read the script? They're added there just to create an image of that. So yeah, I don't expect anyone to add that sound effect in there. I just want them to have that sort of visualization of how the scene will go. So yeah, that's completely up to the performer what to do. Sound effects or no sound effects, that's fine with me. As long as they just put their all into it and not, yeah, that just lets me know that they care about it. But sound effects are not necessary, no. Do you like sneak peeks when a VA fills a script, or do you prefer to gain access when through the post? Only like it when I don't really like sneak peeks all that much. I rather wait from the I rather wait for the person to post that full script. That way I get to listen to it in full and kind of have time to how do I say it? I rather just have the full wait until the full version comes out so I can sort of have time to listen through it and just kind of think of all the parts that I like, the parts that I don't like. I mean, there are very few fills that I've heard that I don't like. But for the most part, I liked every single one of anyone filling my scripts because, like I said, I'm more than grateful for anyone to fill them. So, yeah, I would rather just wait until the full version to listen. Yeah. How do you prefer people to reach out to you if they have a question about one of your scripts? Comment on the post of the script, DM me, just ping me. That's just simple as that. Just either comment on the script post or just privately message me about it. That's one way. That's two ways to go about it. Do you enjoy writing prompts? Not. I don't know. It's been a really long time since I've written a prompt, really. I can't say, 'cause I rarely do. I just go into writing the dialogue. That's it. The monologue before I write the prompt. So, yeah, I write the monologue before I even write the prompt. I don't know. Where do you go to get your inspiration? Oh, I listen to music. I listen I just think of like random phrases in my head, like some phrases I would get in a dream and then put them in a piece of paper and think, wow, that's pretty good. But then if I write one down that, 'cause see, most of my dreams will have people saying things that don't even make sense. I still write them down because I'm like, damn, that's good. But then I read it back. I'm just like, Melissa, that doesn't make any sense at all. So, yeah, so music and dreams and things I see on TV and porn. What's the biggest tip you have for new writers starting out? Don't feel like you have to be inhibited to writing just one genre. I wish I could have taken my own advice on that one, but yeah, just if you can help it, just don't stick yourself in just that one tiny box. Explore outside it, and if you think what you've written is stupid, many people have. I know I have. I know I would look back on a script I've written, what, about 8, 9 years ago, and just think, wow, that's not. I don't. That's stupid. See, don't be afraid to write something that you might think is stupid because somebody else might think is really good. Like, really good. Let's see. What's the biggest piece of advice you can give to VAs who fill your scripts? Go crazy. Just go crazy. 'Cause the scripts that I write may or may not be for the tender-throated. So go all out. Scream, growl, wail, whimper. Oh, it doesn't even matter. Just let your inhibitions go when you do them. I mean, don't be afraid to like flub a line or anything like that. That's what makes it your own version. 'Cause if you flub a line, I'm gonna look past that. But if you, it, yeah. I mean, improvisations, don't be afraid to improvise. That's what I usually do, like improvise before orgasm, improvise for a little bit on that section right there, or yeah, like improvise while blowjobbing, yeah. What platform do you post your scripts? I used to post on, everybody used to post on Pastebin starting out, but I do it on Scriptbin. Yeah, there was a little bit I kind of posted on Google Docs, but I moved it over there. Well, it was because I had a Chromebook and I used Google Docs for a little bit. But yeah, I mostly paste on Scriptbin. Oh no, I haven't heard of Pastegasm before. I might have to check that out. Is there a feature on these platforms that you would like to see but isn't available? Italics. Oh my gosh, I would love the fonts to be like you have these like settings like boldface, italics, underline, like you would have on like the Microsoft Word pad. Yeah, I'd like to see those so I could like give my directions like an italic font to it rather than just put them in asterisks or like yeah. Is there, oh yeah, I already did that. What's your favorite part about writing? Favorite part about writing is when you, mine personally is listening to music while writing. That inspires me to do well. Yeah, it's, yeah, my favorite part about writing is getting to listen to the fills for them and getting to see the comments. See, that's what I miss about it. That's what I miss so much about it. I don't get them as often as I used to, is comments on my script. On any of my scripts, 'cause, gah, it's just, I miss it. I miss it so much. But yeah, r the writing process of doing them and then listening to music, that which helps it along. What's the most challenging script you've written so far? I would say Rub It In. Yeah. Either Rub It In or Don't Drink the Water. Both of those scripts were really fun to do. Especially, like, I've only had, like, shit, two or three collab scripts written. And those are challenges in itself, because I mostly just write monologues rather than dialogues. So, yeah. Especially Rub It In. Well, Don't Drink the Water. That's not a collab script. No. But like Rub It In especially. Oh, that was so challenging trying to make the two people interact with each other not sound so stiff. I wanted to make it as fluid as I can possibly make it. Fluid. But no, but that was the funnest script I've ever written, though. I really loved it. I just, yeah, Rub It In was the most challenging one I've ever done. So, yeah. Have you experienced writer's block? Oh, all the time. How did you overcome it? Well, how did I overcome it? By, of course, listening to music. And trying to see if I can stir up any more ideas. Maybe drink me some Pepsi Max and or Mountain Dew to get some of the script writing juices floating. Floating, not flowing. Flowing. Blah, 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 blah. My mouth ain't working today. It never does. That's why I don't record as much as I used to. Pouring me some more Pepsi. Excuse that. All right. Do you have a mentor or someone you look up and someone you look up to in the community? Oh. Of course, Casanueva. He's one of the people that have influenced me to write a lot of good stuff, because he written a lot of good stuff too. Yeah. Oh, there were a lot of people I've looked up to in terms of script writing. I looked up to Casanueva, Late Stage Infernalism. I like those scripts of his. Let's see. His name is Ravage something. Ravage. Shit. I'm just gonna name them Ravage and Rotten Ponds. That these are people that I have very much looked up to in terms of writing scripts. Oh, and Volker Rider. He used to be there in he used to be a prominent script writer for GWA a long time ago. He doesn't post here, sadly. Yeah. Oh, okay. Do you ever get tired of hearing? No. Like I said, never will I ever get tired of hearing script fills of any of my scripts. 'Cause, oh, I've said this so many times. I am very, 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 very grateful for whoever does my scripts. I mean, I like when someone gives their own voice to my scripts and just makes it their own. That is the best part. I don't, never have I ever heard a script done the same way as the other person, which is what I like about it. I like that kind of individualism that everyone gives any of my scripts. Their own voice, their own attitude, their own way of conveying that emotion. So, yeah, I would never ever get tired of hearing script fills, ever. So yeah, that is all. That is all I have to say about the script writing. And that's all I have to say about that. Yeah. Thank you very much, Chai Little Wolf, for creating this questionnaire. Thank you so much. For just for everything you do, you know? All right, well, I'm gonna go ahead and just call it a night and talk to y'all later. All right, Aqua Tarkana signing out.